puberty blocker manufacturers fund pro-trans doctors, medical associations, activist organization. By Spencer Lindquist on August 12, 2022. Puberty blocker manufacturers are behind much of the push to normalize child sex change attempts, funding doctors at pediatric transgender clinics, activist groups, and medical organizations that promote the practice. One of the many ways that puberty blocker manufacturers seem to be working to normalize child transgenderism is through the financial compensation of doctors who aid the sex change attempts of children. Breitbart News has revealed that multiple directors of transgender clinics have received compensation from companies that produce puberty blockers. Even more revealing, however, is that these doctors are frequently paid for consulting services that are specifically tied to the puberty blocking drugs. ProPublica found that doctors prescribe a drug more often when they have received payments from pharmaceutical companies, especially payments pertaining to that specific drug. Should this trend hold true, this would mean these doctors are more likely to prescribe these puberty-blocking drugs to children who want to change their sex. Many of the doctors have received payment from Endo Pharmaceuticals, specifically for their work as consultants regarding the drug Sopralin LA. Sopralin LA is frequently used off-label as a puberty blocker for children who are attempting to change their sex. Of the top 10 recipients of money from Endo Pharmaceuticals in payments related to Sopralin LA in the year 2018, at least three of the doctors work in clinics that aid child sex change attempts. Breitbart News first revealed that the director of the Boston Children's Hospital's Gender Services Division, Dr. Jeremy Carswell, received $3,055 from Endo Pharmaceuticals in 2018, the most recent year for which data is available. Carswell received $2,110 from the company for a consulting fee. A research article from Dr. Carswell, titled Pubertal Suppression for Transgender Youth and Risk of Suicidal Ideation, had to be revised to reflect the conflict of interest that is posed by her financial ties to the company. It then noted that Carswell has received an advisory board stipend from Endo Pharmaceuticals. Notably, the Boston Children's Hospital is associated with Harvard University and is home to the first pediatric and adolescent transgender health program in the United States. The Children's Hospital's Gender Services Division provides puberty blockers to children. Carswell is just one of several doctors with concerning financial ties to puberty blocker manufacturers. Dr. Steven Rosenthal is both the director and the co-founder of the Child and Adolescent Gender Center at the University of California, San Francisco, which also aids in children's attempts to medically change their sex and offers puberty blockers. Breitbart News uncovered that he has received $16,765 between 2015 and 2021 from Endo Pharmaceuticals and AbbVie, the manufacturers of off-label puberty blockers Sopralin LA and Lupron respectively. According to ProPublica, Rosenthal received the third highest payment in the country related to Sopralin LA in the year 2018. Both Carswell and Rosenthal are joined by Dr. Joshua Safer, the executive director of the Mount Sinai Center for Transgender Medicine and Surgery, who also received compensation from Endo Pharmaceuticals. Safer has been a vocal advocate in the media for the use of puberty blockers on gender dysphoric youth. In 2018, Safer received $3,266 from Endo Pharmaceuticals, including $2,347 for consulting. The center that Safer is in charge of offers puberty blockers to children. Dr. Maja Marinkovic is the co-director of the Center for Gender Affirming Care at Rady Children's Hospital in San Diego, and has also received compensation from Endo Pharmaceuticals. Marinkovic received $4,824 from Endo Pharmaceuticals in payments that were directly related to Sopralin and Sopralin LA. Rady Children's Hospital sponsored the San Diego Pride Parade and offers puberty blockers to children who are experiencing gender dysphoria. Additionally, the Daily Caller News Foundation reported that vocal pro-trans activist Jack Turbin, who performed a study claiming that puberty blockers are safe, has received at least $15,000 from Arbor Pharmaceuticals, the manufacturer of Triptutor, which is used off-label as a puberty blocker. In addition to funding individual doctors with leadership roles at transgender health clinics, puberty blocker manufacturers have also given significant amounts of money to medical associations that endorse medically assisted child sex change attempts. Rosenthal was previously the president of the Pediatric Endocrine Society, PES, which Breitbart News revealed has received over $125,000 from AbbVie. PES has endorsed the use of both Soprelin LA and Lupron in youth who are attempting to change their sex. Lupron can cost nearly $2,000 for just a one-month supply and has been used to chemically castrate sex offenders. Additionally, financial documents reviewed by Breitbart News revealed that the Pediatric Endocrine Society, which has taken an adamantly pro-transgenderism stance, received more than $125,000 from AbbVie. Breitbart News also found that AbbVie gave nearly $100,000 to the Endocrine Society, which recommends puberty blockers for gender dysphoric youth, from 2019 to 2021. It is not just doctors and medical associations, however, who have received support from the corporations that manufacture puberty blockers. One activist organization at the forefront of normalizing child transgenderism in the media is sponsored by AbbVie. Breitbart News revealed that AbbVie, the company that produces Lupron Depot, a drug that is used off-label as a puberty blocker, is sponsoring an organization that promotes child transgenderism. The pharmaceutical giant is one of the sponsors of the Gender Cool Project, which secures high-profile media appearances for young people who have attempted to change their sex in order to normalize child transgenderism. Any increase in child identification as transgender would, of course, increase demand for costly puberty-blocking drugs. Their activists have spoken at the White House and have appeared in the New York Times, CNN, 17, Forbes, MSNBC, The Washington Post, The Today Show, and various other media outlets. Both AbbVie and Endopharmaceuticals are currently under investigation by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton for allegedly advertising the drugs to children for the off-label use of puberty blocking. The FDA has warned that both Soprelin LA and Lupron may carry the risk of causing brain swelling and permanent vision loss. These findings came after Breitbart News discovered that children's hospitals across America, particularly those that aid in child sex change attempts, have sponsored their local pride parades. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Slindquist@Breitbart.com.